This is the 50th anniversary of the Royal Air Force, and it's interesting to recall that the military flying started with the Royal Engineers, who were allowed by the government of the day £13,000, and it was then cancelled because it was too expensive military aviation. At this time, about 1910, the Germans were spending £400,000 on aviation and the development of it. Now, the engineers started, and the army flying section was known as the Royal Flying Corps. The Navy, the Royal Navy, had a flying section which was known as the Royal Naval Air Service. Now, these were the two flying services in World War One, and it wasn't until April the 1st, 1918, in other words, very nearly the end of the war, the First War, that the Royal Air Force was formed as an independent service. This was the work, as everybody knows, of the late Lord Trenchard, then Sir Hugh Trenchard, who in fact was an army officer. Now, I joined the Royal Air Force 40 years ago as a cadet at Cranwell in 1928, so I'm only 10 years younger than the Royal Air Force.